It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. March 12th, 1986, the first CeBIT Computer Expo was held in Hanover, Germany. The event attracted 2,142 exhibitors and 334,000 visitors. Also in 1986, the Oracle Corporation goes public with revenues of $55 million. 1989, Tim Berners-Lee wrote the Information Management Paper, which would eventually become the foundation of the World Wide Web. 1996, Microsoft announced the acquisition of Calusa Software, a developer of object-oriented programming tools. 1997, Namco, Polygon Pictures, and Sony Computer Entertainment founded Dream Pictures Studio in a joint venture. It was a capitalization of 200 million yen, about $1.6 million, to focus on the production of fully computer-generated feature films. Also in 1997, the National Semiconductor Corporation completes the sale of Fairchild Semiconductor. Many consider Fairchild the original Silicon Valley company. And in 1998, the U.S. Federal Communications Commission makes the previously voluntary incorporation of the V-chip filtering technology into televisions mandatory. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. You know you want a drone. You're a techie kind of person. You like to have fun outdoors, and it is getting warmer now. It's kind of like when you were a kid and you got that first RC car, except this one flies. Connect the camera and record around your house. You can go to your park and put together some great videos of your kids playing ball, flying kites, and more. You can even get the ball or the kite's perspective. If you go over to geekazine.com/DJI, you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom 2. It's the one that I have and use all around Madison here. Then go out to the park and have yourself some fun. Geeky fun with DJI Technologies and the Phantom 2 drone. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2001, Handspring's Visor Edge, a handheld computer, was introduced. It featured a 33 megahertz MC68VZ328 Dragon Ball processor, 8 megabytes of RAM, and a 4-bit grayscale 160-pixel display. 2003, AMD introduced 12 new Athlon XPM Thoroughbred mobile processors based on the Centrino architecture. And major notebook computer manufacturers announced the availability of models based on Intel's Pentium M processor. 2008, Microsoft purchases Kidaro, a company that helped businesses manage their collection of virtual machines. IBM purchases security software maker Accentuate. The company develops two-factor authentication software that is designed to let users log in with a single sign-on to their other applications. Also in 2008, AOL announced that it would acquire Bebo for $850 million. Dell announced a new line of computers using the Penryn chip. GoDaddy.com closed the RateMyCop.com website because of supposed bandwidth issues. An accusation was made that the site was shut down because of the content within. Polaroid announced that they would stop production of the Instamatic cameras, and Hulu launched in the United States. 2009, Philip Redinger, former Microsoft exec, was appointed to the DHS. His main task was to find the next National Cybersecurity Center director. Also in 2009, former Google executive Tim Armstrong becomes AOL's chief executive officer, and a botnet used by the BBC, was discovered. 2013, Hotmail goes down for over 18 hours. A failed firmware update was to blame. And in 2014, Neil Young's Pono Player Kickstarter begins. It's a media player with higher resolution audio for audio files. They exceeded their goal with $6 million in pledges, and the price is $399 with a $300 Kickstarter price.
And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.